Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Bloomberg's Gina Cervetti for News Radio WRVA.
7:50, and listen, I want to tell you about something that's coming up this weekend, and Jose Ia is a transition advocate, Richmond Veterans Affairs Medical Center, and joins us now, and I'm really pleased to hear about this event Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock out at the Redskins Training Center. Jose, tell me what you all plan to do for vets there.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
So we're actually, this event's intended to create a one-stop environment for all of our veterans, our community services, all the employment opportunities. You know, we're going to have over 30 employers participating in this program this year. Mm-hmm. And we hold it every year, so this is the seventh seventh event that we're having. It's called the Veterans and Family Resource and Employment Fair. It's co-sponsored by us, the VA Medical Center, the City of Richmond, Office of Aging and Disability, and Office of Commonwealth Building, and also with Dominion Power.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of people probably think, you know, okay, so you were in the military for 4 years, 6 years, 8 years. Now you go get a job like anybody else. Why is it different in some cases for vets when they come back from overseas or when they're just changing careers out of the military into civilian work?
Well, it's pretty difficult trying to transition from the military life to civilian life, especially depending on what your job was in the military. It's kind of difficult to try to transfer it into civilian job. You know, how do you get a guy who's been working on a submarine for a couple of years and try to get him to get a leadership position in Fortune 500 company?
So you've identified some companies that already, you know, buy into the value proposition of the leadership skills, the technical skills, and sometimes the logistics skills that these men and women bring potentially to the civilian work.
Yes, sir. We've actually had some apprenticeship and trade businesses that are going to be there, logistics, manufacturing, customer service, security, healthcare. You know, we're going to have a bunch of different employers that are actually looking to hire. So yeah, it's going to be awesome.
That's big, Jose. I'll tell you, if you know somebody, if you're listening to the show and you know somebody who's kind of, you know, maybe been struggling or they're just back into the civilian world and about ready to make that jump into a new job, new career, this might be the opportunity for you. Jose Ia with the Richmond Veterans Affairs Medical Center. The event is coming up Saturday from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon at the Redskins Avanza Corps Training Center over there behind the Science Museum off of Broad Street. So, Jose, I really appreciate it. I hope you'll have a great crowd on Saturday.
So
yep, really appreciate it. And rain or shine, so whatever happens, I think we're going to have a decent weekend. But you know, don't let that stand in your way if you know somebody who might need that assistance.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!